Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the fourth week in Advent Wednesday. Our scripture reading comes from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 11. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Go up on a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength. O Jerusalem, herald of good news, lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. Our scripture lesson comes from John chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. They said to him then, who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. This is the second part of John's confession in which he confesses who he is after denying any suggestion of being Christ, Elijah, or a prophet. What he means to say is, your salvation is much closer than the presence of any prophet might suggest. Do not look so far back to another age that is past. The Lord of all the prophets is here himself. There is no need of a prophet here. I am the Lord's forerunner. He is following in my footsteps. I am not prophesying about him in the capacity of a prophet, but I am crying out as his forerunner to make room for him and a way for him so that he may enter in. I do not say, behold, he is about to come, like a prophet, but I say, behold, he is coming and is here. I am not speaking words about him, but am pointing to him with my finger, just as Isaiah proclaimed long beforehand that such a cry would arise in the wilderness to prepare the way of the Lord. That is who I am. I am not a prophet. Therefore, stand aside, make room, and let the Lord himself walk among you personally, and look for no more prophecies concerning him. Let us pray. We thank you, O Lord, for the full and complete testimony of your prophets concerning our Lord Jesus Christ and his salvation, a testimony for us to accept in full confidence and assurance. Amen. Merry Christmas from Luther for the Busy Man. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.